Greetings and welcome back to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's parsha is Parshat Mishpatim, and in Parshat Mishpatim we find many of the civil laws, and that is connected, as we know, to Mamar Har Sinai, the religious laws, which teaches us that it is connected by the Vav and the Ve'elah Mishpatim to show us that civil laws is right next to the spiritual laws, because acting civilly towards your fellow is as important as acting religiously towards God. In Pasuk 19, Yutet, we find the Pasuk, Im yakum v'italech b'chutz al mishanto v'nika makeh, rak shivto yiten v'rapo yirapeh. The last two words are the most important. V'rapo yirapeh talk about the license of going to a human medical doctor. Rashi explains, and we learn from Chazal, that one is supposed to go seek medical care and not necessarily rely on the fact that Hashem will heal him. And we learn that from these two words, v'rapo yirapeh. I would like to contrast these two words with another reference to healing that we found in Parshat Bishalach. There in Parshat Bishalach, shortly after the Shira, Az Yashir, the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Im Shamoa Tishma Lekol Hashem Elokecha, if you shall listen to the voice of God, Vayashar Beinav Ta'asen, if you do the right and just and straight thing, Vazanta LeMitzvotav, and you hear his mitzvot, Vishamarta Kol Chukav, and you guard all of his laws, Kol HaMachala Asher Samta Mitzrayim, all of the affliction that I put on Mitzrayim, Lo Asim Alecha, shall not place on you, Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, because I am your God, your healer, or your doctor. Now, I want to compare and contrast what we find in this week's parsha of the words Rapo Yirapeh with Ani Hashem Rofecha. And there are two elements of contrast that I want to share with you. First, the double lashon of rapo yirapeh with regard to the human doctor, and second, and as it only says rof echa once by God, and second, why does it say rapo yirapeh with a dagesh in the pe as opposed to rof echa, where, as you know, one is called chazak and one is called rafe. When you have a pe or a fe, there is a difference. So why does, by human doctor, does it say rapo yirapeh, and by Hashem it says ani Hashem rof echa? And with regard to the first explanation, I have heard that it says rapo yirapeh by a human doctor because, unfortunately, human doctors are not perfect, and sometimes they have to heal by trial and error, and therefore they try one medicine or they try one treatment and it does not work, so therefore they have to try again. That is what is included in the idea of rapo yirapeh. If at first it doesn't succeed, try again. That's the double lashon of rapo yirapeh, as opposed to Hashem, who is the ultimate rofe. When he wants to heal you, he only needs to do it one time. Moreover, with regard to the explanation of why is it a chazak with a dagesh in the pay by a human doctor, rapo yirapeh, and this I heard several years ago from Harav David Krauss in Brooklyn. He explained to me that when a human doctor offers healing, unfortunately, it can lead to side effects. While medicines may heal the particular ailment that is troubling you at the time, it could cause problems and open other Pandora's boxes in terms of medical ills. However, when Hashem wants to heal you, Hashem has the ability to deliver precise medical treatment to the exact spot that is necessary, and that is the way that Hashem can do it. He can heal you without any possibility for side effects. That's why there is a chazak. When a man heals you, a human heals you, there is possibility for it to be a very aggressive or a hard type of healing, because while one aspect of you may get better, other aspects may suffer. But Hashem is a very delicate and a very soft healer, and when Hashem wants to heal, he can deliver treatment to the exact spot without having any other ill effects. That is the Dvar Torah for this week, and I wish everyone a very good Shabbos and a very good Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mi shenichnas Adar, marbim besimcha. Good Shabbos.